Joining me on the show now, Jim Namovich, the commissioner of the Great Lakes Valley Conference. Some exciting news for football teams in the GLVC, and that is a bowl game partnership, a brand new bowl game, Division II, called America's Crossroads Bowl that'll be played in Hobart, Indiana. Commissioner Namovich, how did this all come together?
Well, Brad, we've been discussing with our coaches probably for the last 4 years. They've expressed a desire to have some sort of postseason opportunity outside of the NCAA Division II playoffs. So once I was able to make contact with Tom Dager at the GMAC and see if there was mutual interest in coming up with a bowl game with both of our conferences, then we met with a gentleman named Rick Plutka from the South Shore Convention and Visitors Authority in Hammond, Indiana, 2 years ago. So I think it was October of 2017, and pitched it to him, and he had some experience through his daughter with bowl games when she was a student at Purdue. And so after a couple of years kind of negotiating and looking at dates and firming things up with our league and firming things up with the GMAC, that, you know, both leagues were committed to sending teams, we went up to Hammond, Indiana today and had a very nice press conference to announce the America's Crossroads Bowl.
So the top teams from both conferences not in the NCAA playoffs will meet in this bowl game. This year it'll be December 7th. Tell me about Hobart, Indiana, and the facility that will host the bowl game.
It's a beautiful high school facility. Seats about 5,000, a brick facade. Hobart in the northwest part of Indiana, which locally here is known as the region, is a real high school football hotbed. So there's quite a bit of local interest in bringing another football game to the community. I think the Hobart High School has won four state championships. And some of your older listeners may remember the name of Bob Kuchenberg, who passed away recently, who played at Notre Dame and then was on the Miami Dolphins 72 undefeated team as one of their more illustrious football alums. But their current head coach at the high school, it played at Indiana University and had a stint in the NFL with the Browns and the 49ers. So it's a community really that embraces football. And early on through, you know, the first part of organizing the bowl game, we've certainly seen that with the response to the press conference and the work that's been done in advance of the game to this point.
Jim Namovich, my guest, commissioner of the Great Lakes Valley Conference. When we think about bowl games at the Division I level, we think not only about the game, but all that goes with it for the student athlete. Do you get a sense that that type of celebration will also be a part of this game when the two teams arrive?
Yeah, so we're kind of in the preliminary stages of all that, but we anticipate there'll be a couple of dinners and a breakfast. We are anticipating and hope that there'll be a community engagement component to this, where both teams will be on the Friday when after their walkthroughs will be engaged with a community engagement effort. They'll be invited that Friday night. The community has a big Christmas tree lighting ceremony, so they'll be a part of those festivities. And then they've got plans for a fan fest on Saturday morning at the high school. So like I said, we're still in the preliminary stages, but they've got a lot of good things in place. And the mayor is fully supportive of this. The high school and the South Shore Convention and Visitors Authority that's been our working partners have been tremendous with this so far.
Only the fifth postseason bowl game, NCAA Division II, to have your league in this sport that's still fairly youthful as far as the Great Lakes Valley Conference. What's that mean? Does it give your conference a boost in the sport of football?
I think it's going to be great. I think, you know, for the coaches, it's one more item to recruit to, that there's a postseason opportunity outside of the Division II playoffs. You know, those at-large spots with the 2018 field are pretty hard to come by, and, you know, an extra week of practice. So I know they'll prepare for the game, but it's also, you know, an opportunity for some young guys to get a look prior to the next season. I went out to Excelsior Springs and this year for the Mineral Water Bowl game, and Missouri S&T really had a wonderful experience prior to and during that bowl game. And, you know, it was neat to see how their students and their alumni and the faculty and the chancellor were all out there with the athletic director, and it was a real celebration. And so, you know, I'm hoping we can emulate that, because I know it was a great experience for the Miners this past season to get that bowl experience.
While we have Commissioner Nemovich on, let's just wrap up the basketball season. A couple of programs made a run to the Final Four, and for the Screaming Eagles of Southern Indiana to play in their home city of Evansville and pack the Ford Center, what did that mean not only to their university but to the conference?
Well, it was a great showing, and you know, very happy for Rodney Watson and the USI team, and for Alex Stein to be able to go out, the senior and such a dynamic basketball player and a great guy, to see him enjoy that success and be able to play in front of those types of crowds on a national stage. Obviously, you know, we've got a reputation of being one of the top basketball conferences in the country, and to have Drury women and USI men both reach the Final Four, the national semifinals, is a testament to the level of basketball in the conference. It was a great season for us.
Congratulations, Commissioner, on the bowl game that the Great Lakes Valley Conference is a part of, and enjoy the rest of your 2018-19 athletic year.
We'll do that, Brad, and obviously we'll be talking about the bowl game quite a bit more at this year's football kickoff event at McHenry, so hopefully we'll have a chance to catch up again then and discuss where we're at in the planning.
I'll look forward to it. That is Jim Nemovich, the commissioner of the GLVC.